I got you. I sure don't want to interrupt this. You're late. Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for September the 8th, 2009. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, and then the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
I'd like to say this prayer in memory of Miss Susie Jane. She's Deputy Tax Officer. Her husband passed away this morning after lifting. Heavenly Father, we ask these blessings in your name, your son's name, Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on us. We pray for Miss James and her family. We thank you for this court of Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to bless everyone in the county and the whole wide world. Son Jesus.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Items under purchasing. Item A, award IFB term contract for paper stock and envelopes to Olmsted, Xerox Corporation, Arc World LLC, and Scott Merriman. Item B, execute, receive, and file offer for IFB for term contract for paper stock and envelopes with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company. Execute, receive, and file acceptance of the term contract with Xerox. Item D, execute, receive, and file the acceptance of the term contract with Arc World LLC. Item E, execute, receive, and file acceptance of the offer with Scott Merriman. Item F, rescind Mid-County Material and Construction IFB term contract for dirt for Jefferson County. Or item number five, Sandy Loam. Item G, re-award IFB for term contract for dirt for item five for Sandy Loam to Advanced Asset Development LLC. H, approve change of bid opening dates for IFB for seal coat for the softball field parking lot at Ford Park from Monday, September the 28th to Thursday, September the 17th at 11 o'clock a.m. Item I, consider and possibly approve contract amendment for RFP for emergency disaster recovery for Jefferson County with DRC for the demolition of remaining participating homes for the home buyout program in Jefferson County. Item J, consider and possibly approve change order number one, an increase of days of completion from 130 days to 137 days due to the initial impact to construction schedule associated with modification of footing from drill footing, dug spread footing, and inclement weather during the month of June, July, to contract with Bartlett Coke LP for IFB design build for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar 7. The amount of the contract remains at $2,840,180. Item K, consider and possibly approve interdepartment transfer of county property as authorized by the local government code. Item L, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the government code by Horn Auction. The The auction is scheduled for Saturday, October 3rd at 9:00 a.m. Item M by addendum, considering possibly approved change order number 13, for removal replacement of two swing doors at the ticket counter, remove three existing sidewalks, reinstall with a four-inch crown, and two emergency to contract with Southeast Texas Construction Corporation for IFB, renovation of Southeast Texas Regional Airport rebid. The contingency balance of $50,000 has been decreased by change order 10, 11, 12, 13, $10,471, leaving a balance of $15,511.80. The remaining balance of the contingency will be applied as a reduction to the contract amount. Item N, execute, receive, and file this change order number 13 for those purposes stated in item M. Item O, considering possibly approved change order number 1, or JOC, with Jamel Smith Construction to refeed four light poles from ground junction boxes to pole one PVC, one-inch PVC, and wire using excavator to dig the trenches, check out the power sources to metal buildings in the amount of $5,265.19. This increased the contract total from $29,695.51 to $34,960.70. Execute, receive, and file change order number 1 with Jamel Smith for those light poles as stated in agenda item O. Q, execute, receive, and file agreement with SOE Software Corporation in Jefferson County for the Clarity Election Suite hosting and support. Okay, is there a motion on all these items?
Judge, I think I missed one item. Would you mind reading them again?
Yeah, I will.
So moved.
Jay? Yeah, I was wondering about that myself. Didn't happen at my house, did it, yours?
Actually, we...
Yeah, sure.
Actually, it was so wet a couple of days, they actually had to pump it out. There was a...
Commissioner, they mentioned the rain days in there, and they documented, I think, 7 or 8, 9 different rain days. But the biggest problem that occurred out there was in the drilled footings. When they started drilling the footings, they started caving in. So we actually had to go back and redesign, or the architect engineers had to go back and redesign that. And that shut the job down for 4 or 5 days while they went back and redesigned the drilled footings. And had it only been for weather, I think the recommendation probably would have been not to extend the contract. But because of the geotechnic problems that weren't anticipated, and in fact, there's probably a $29,000 additional cost on that slab just because of those spread footings. And that's the real problem with the time.
Okay, anything further on purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Arnold is not present today. County Commissioners, item A, consider authorizing county judge to enter a burn ban. regarding dangers of wildfire occurrences brought to a drought. We've had an overwhelming response from our fire departments around the county that we should reinstate the burn ban at this time. Things are getting very serious. You agree with that, Mr. Fountain? Okay. One of them was pretty strong in their position statement. I'll share a little bit of it with you from one of the fire departments. My opinion stands, we need a burn ban. If the decision makers were on the end of the fire hose trampling through the woods in 90-plus degree heat and 100 degrees plus humidity several days in a row and work a day job too, they would not balk near as much to enact a burn ban. So I think we better do it. All right, item B. Considering possibly approve the reappointment of Paula Pratt as a trustee of the Spindletop MHMR Service Board of Trustees. Item C, considering possibly approve a proclamation the month of September 2009 as National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month in Jefferson County. Item D, consider authorizing the posting of signs in accordance with House Bill 55, the 81st legislature, prohibiting the use of wireless communication devices in school crossing zones. That is section 545.425 of the Texas Transportation Code. Item E, consider and possibly approve health premiums for 2009 with the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefit Pool. Item F, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract between Jefferson County and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for grant funding relating to the purchase of mosquito control chemicals. Item G, consider and possibly approve an order adopting provisions relating to residential building code standards applicable to the unincorporated areas of Jefferson County. Item H, by addendum, receive and file interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, City of Beaumont, and Port Arthur relating to the allocation of burn, is that BYRNE Justice Assistance Grant funding. Item I, receive and file interlocal cooperative purchasing agreement for road building materials between Jefferson County, the City of Port Neches, Groves, and Nederland. Yes, I did. And originally, there was a request that item F be tabled. However, I received a email this morning from Mr. Rugg suggesting that his recommendation is that we approve this item today and authorize the county judge to execute the item when the corrected contract is delivered to his office or my office.
Judge, I'll make the motion and make that part of my motion.
All righty. Second, have a motion. Second, any further discussion?
Yes, sir. Right now, the inspections are done by private inspectors. The county's obligations under this this item are merely to collect the information and confirmation that the inspections were done. That will be environmental control. And myself involved in this one as well. The permitting process is already part of our, the things that we do. And so this would just add to the permitting process, the requirement that the inspections be confirmed. There's no enforcement, sir. No, sir.
Actually, we do.
Well, we do if we catch them, but we're not going to go out there and do the checking behind the inspectors type thing. Yes, sir. That's part of that, it makes it a misdemeanor to not do these things.
Basically, the county, as I understand it, would act as a collection point, whichever department we designate. Environmental control is a logical department because they're already doing our floodplain administration and our developmental permits. Jose, as part of this, I was under the assumption today that you were going to recommend which building standard code that we adopt as part of this procedure.
Whatever is the latest version of the International Building Code, it needs to be a rolling document. So we don't have to update this. It updates automatically. When the new version comes up, it automatically becomes enforceable.
There's a provision in the state law that I recall that says something about the inspector notifying us as to which building code he's operating under.
And I think the wording is in that issue today.
Okay.
That you have in front of you. Checking with Fred Jackson to make sure that that was covered.
Okay. I might add while we're on that subject, Judge, if you don't mind, that there's been considerable discussion about this issue because the state was sunsetting this entire department, and it became incumbent upon the counties to take this action to protect homeowners. The problem is in the rural areas of the county, there's no one really out there enforcing building codes. We don't have an inspector that's on site to make sure that things are being built. What this does is provide for a number of inspections during the building process to make sure that a builder, a homeowner, is getting quality construction concerning electrical, concerning plumbing, foundation, framing, that sort of thing, mechanical. Also, there's a provision that if the home being built, although it's in a rural area of the county, is in the ETJ of a city, then the city's requirements would then apply in the ETJ of that city. So what we're doing today really provides an extra layer of protection for someone who's building a home in a rural areas of the county to ensure that they're getting quality construction.
Understanding it doesn't apply to someone who is building their own home. And however, if anybody decides to do that, I would certainly encourage them to please get those inspections, whether they're required or not.
What I anticipate is that in the future, when someone buys a home that was built in a rural area of the county, they will in fact ask to see those inspection certificates to guarantee that that house was in fact built to code. So I think it's going to be a great value to whether someone's building the home themselves or having it built, to have those inspections done and have that recorded that the house was in fact built to building code.
Okay, anything further? All of those in favor of the items under commissioners,
I made the motion.
Made the motion, Commissioner. I thought Commissioner Alford seconded it.
I made the motion, Commissioner Alford seconded.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, consider a budget amendment for the Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Place 1, the amount of $2,900. Item B, consider a budget amendment for printing, $1,000. Item C, consider a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct Four for additional cost of $100. Item D has been requested tabled. Item E, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will not be released to the title company until the federal funding is received. That is check number 321428 through check number 321432, for a total of $262,748.73. Item F, payment of regular county bills, check number 320883 through check number 320907, and check number 321149 through check number 321427. Is there a motion on these? Oh yeah, we have a addendum. Consider and possibly approve budget transfer, county clerk, purchase of SOE software, elections, $60,000.
So moved.
All right, have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
The total amount on those checks to date, so we can have it open in court if you have it by any chance? Over 8 million? Lot of money, huh?
Bunch. Okay. Did we vote? We did?
Oh, okay.
All right, all in the favor of the items under auditing? Say aye. All opposed, say no. County treasurer, authorize, item A, authorize release of pledged securities at Capital One Bank for the funds of Jefferson County. Have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Nicholas Place Private Road Subdivision, being 4.1852 acres of land out of the Giles Dugit Survey, abstract number 489, Jefferson County. His property is located in precinct number 2.
Move for approval.
Have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Historical Commission, hear a presentation by Linda McMahon regarding the reopening of Sabine Pass Battleground and historic site and Dick Dowling Days. Ms. McMahon? Mr. McMahon?
Obviously, but I'm Ron Ellington, chairman of the county judge commissioner, here to personally invite you very accurate Battle of Pass held at the park Saturday and Sunday. Battles day. Saturday, we're going to have a dedication ceremony. State historical officer Mark Wood give a brief presentation. First time past Battleground State Historic Site opens in Rita. Battered by Rita, clobbered by Ike. The only thing standing was Dick Dowling's monument. Gone in and placed a lot of things. It's going to be an interesting weekend. I recommend everybody to come. It's free parking. You're going to have over 200 reenactors on both the Confederate side. There's at least 8 or 9 cannons firing off all day long. Be able to hear and smell action that took place 146 years ago. I would remind everybody, bring chairs because there are none. And umbrellas in case of rains, food and snacks available. I think we have coming in here that just came in from past.
Commissioners, I'm First Sergeant Michael McGreevy, Company F, 1st Texas Heavy Artillery Regiment, Confederate States Army. Have an urgent dispatch from past. Fort Griffin, Sabine Pass. Last evening, an enemy force consisting of 22 ships assembled at, anchored at the mouth of the pass. Sentinels report that the strength of this force, 18 transport ships, escorted by 4 light draft gunboats. They further report regular infantry troops aboard numbering thousands. This morning, the U.S. gunboat Clifton anchored opposite the lighthouse and fired 26 shells at the fort, doing little damage. Entire fleet cross the bar, and I fear a full-scale attack is imminent. Ultimate objective being the railroad and river navigation system of Jefferson County. This would facilitate invasion and occupation of Texas. I have only 47 men in Fort Griffin, but I am confident that we can stop the enemy here. Garrison has vowed to fight to the last man, taking victory or death as our motto. Respectfully, R.W. Dowling, First Lieutenant Commander, Company F, Cook's Artillery, Griffiths. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant. Come down. You're going to have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider and possibly approve the renewal of a TSA, that's Transportation Security Administration grant for October 1, 2008 through September 30th, 2012. Have a motion, second. Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. Unanimous. And that concludes our agenda. Thank you very much for being here.